This is Equestrian Legacy Radio.
There was mystery in that moment when I first saw your secret smile. Sometimes sunlight, sometimes midnight, sometimes a lady, sometimes a child. And from others you concealed it, but to me it was revealed. Secret smile between you and me, secret smile that only we can see. You and me through the years, you and me through the tears. Across the miles we'll keep our secret smile. Season, I can hear you laughing still. In the spring mist, summer's first kiss, fading rainbows on the hill. Fall's dark daydreams, sudden sunbeams, your voice whispering through wind and snow. Secret smile between you and me, secret smile that only we can see. You and me through the years, you and me through the tears. Across the miles we'll keep our secret smile. Across the miles we'll keep our secret smile. Promise me you'll keep our secret smile.
This is a special edition of Equestrian Legacy Radio, and we're happy to have with us today two very special guests. We have Fiona Rose Murphy with us and her father, Ryan. And guys, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Doing awesome.
I like that awesome. Well, we're going to be talking about a very special event that's coming up June 5th through the 7th all across the country. And that is the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association International Trail Ride to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. And so that's going to be an exciting event that's going to be held in five states here in the United States and also in Germany. And we're going to be talking about that just a little bit more, but this is to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. And Ryan, tell us a little bit about Fiona and osteogenesis imperfecta, brittle bone disease.
Well, Fiona, first of all,
Ryan, I'm losing you just a little bit there.
Oh, okay. Are you? Let's see. Is this any better?
That is fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So OI, also known as brittle bones, is what Fiona was diagnosed with when she was born. And do I still have you hearing?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. And the geneticist came in and told Francie and I what Fiona had, and we were both in shock. We thought she had had a different disease called trisomy 18. But it turned out it wasn't that at all. It happened to be this other thing, which we had never heard about. And we spent a few days just trying to get our head around what it meant and what it might mean for Fiona's future.
Well, and exactly what is osteogenesis imperfecta, or we'll just call it OI, but what is OI?
OI is a disease that starts at conception, and it causes the collagen in a person's bones to not work properly. So it's almost like having a brick wall without mortar, is the way the geneticist described it. So your bones are weakened over time and become, just as the term says, brittle. So Fiona's bones were weakened before she was born, and so she had a few fractures in her ribs and then a few fractures right when she was born. And that's continued throughout her life. So anyone with OI is going to experience a lot of fractures, but the degrees of severity are very different. There's six different types. And Fiona's type is kind of what they would consider moderate, but to us it's not moderate at all because she's broken over 100 bones in her life.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of challenges has that brought about as a parent, you know, when you have a very special child, as Fiona is, but having to deal with that type of disease and those type of injuries that are recurring?
Well, I think every parent is nervous about having a child and how it might change their life. And everything with Fiona has just been intensified by 100 times. Everything you would worry about, from taking her in the car to taking her on a walk to the first day of school, pretty much everything has just become more dramatic for us. And it's hard for us to imagine what it would be like to be a normal parent of a child that didn't have any challenges. But it just seems like a magnifying glass has been put on everything for Francie and I.
Right, right, right. Well, of course, Fiona is just an amazing young lady. I was privileged to meet her several months ago at a concert that Michael Martin Murphy, your father, and as Fiona calls him, her grandpa, was holding at Two Old Hippies in Nashville. And I was just so impressed with you, Fiona. I mean, you are just an amazing young lady. And what's OI been like for you? I mean, you know, you do things a little differently.
I mean, honestly, I haven't ever, and this may sound completely crazy based on the description that you were just given of how my life has gone, but I haven't really noticed it very much because, you know, I've never known what it's like to be, you know, normal, quote unquote. This is all I've ever experienced. So, you know, it's been hard, but I don't really have anything to compare it to. So.
Right. Well, and you haven't let this slow you down, because I know that you've been really active in sports. And tell us a little bit about some of those things.
Well, I was involved with baseball, McKay Park Little League, in my neighborhood when I was really little, probably like, oh, I don't know, 4.5, 5 until probably 10 or 11, maybe.
Yeah.
And I started that because I had two little friends when I was that age, Sam and Jake, and they were both starting baseball. So I wanted to start baseball. I wanted to do something with them because, you know, I didn't really know it was going to be different for me. I just figured, you know, it's the same sport. Why would it be? But,
right.
And it was, and eventually I had to stop playing because when you get into the upper leagues of baseball, you have kids who don't really know how to pitching very fast balls that are very hard at your head. and the park was worried about, you know, what was going to happen with that. So I ended up stopping that after a good, solid 5 or 6 years, and that was a great run. But then after that, I started playing wheelchair basketball with ABLE Youth. And that was really great, too, because I felt a little bit more not accepted, because I always felt very accepted when I was playing baseball, but just, like, I wasn't as significant, maybe that's the right word, because everyone was in a wheelchair. I wasn't like the only kid with issues anymore. In fact, one of the kids, I think Jonathan, had osteoporosis, which is like the opposite. His bones were like really soft, and they would like mold in weird shapes and stuff. It was very odd. But anyway, I did that for a while until I had a couple of surgeries stop me on that, and I don't know what my future is in sports at the moment.
Right, but you love sports, and I'm sure that
love sports.
Yeah, knowing you, I'm sure you'll get involved in something when you can. So
I just don't know what sport I'll go back to. I'm actually thinking about joining the swim team at my high school, which I'm very excited about because, you know, I have a lot of friends in that team, and it's supposed to be a really good team with a lot of really good swimmers, and I love swimming, and I'm really good at it. So I think I might go into that at some point.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us where you go to school.
Hume Fogg Academic Magnet High School in downtown Nashville.
Okay. And, you know, I found out the other day that you also take some classes at Vanderbilt University, don't you?
Yes, sir. One day a week I go there for a program for high school students that they call the School for Science and Math at Vanderbilt. And I go there one day a week, and, you know, guest lecturers will come, and under these four PhDs who are just all so fantastically smart. It's just, you know, they just all are so brilliant. And, you know, that's been I feel really privileged to be a part of that program because they're just so many smart people in the same room at the same time. It's just kind of mind-blowing.
That's great. That's great. Well, let me ask you, when you finish high school, where do you plan on going to college, and what do you want to major in there?
I think I'm probably going to go to Vanderbilt. I'm hoping that I get a good scholarship there. And I would like to major in engineering design because I love to build things, and just doing stuff with my hands has always been something I've really enjoyed, but also just electrical engineering and robotics. It's just always been, I've always just been fascinated with it. But also, I want to stay near here because my sister Ellie is going to be in high school right as I'm entering college, and I just don't think I can go away from her because she's just probably my best friend in the whole world. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, she's a neat young lady, and I remember very vividly that she likes butter very well. So.
and bacon.
So just a young lady too.
The two food groups.
Yeah. Well, I can go with both of those. I can go with both of those. You add bacon to anything, and it's good. It is good.
Oh.
Hey, listen, this is, you know, we talk about horses on this show. And so I know you really enjoy horses. You told me once about riding Wildfire for the first time. And you also have been involved in Saddle Up, which is an equine therapy program in Nashville. So tell me a little bit about that.
That is just a fantastic program. It's aimed at kids with special needs, and it's a great opportunity. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of disability you have or, you know, even how much money you have. I'm just going to come right out and say it. Because, I mean, there's just a room for everyone there. And it's just all the instructors are such nice people, and you get to ride horses out on the on this big ranch once a week, and it's just a really great thing.
Well, that's pretty cool. And I know you've had to miss that for a while this past year. You had some surgery, I think it was last January. And so have the doctors cleared you to go back to the program?
I'm actually not, they're not 100% sure how soon I'm going to be able to go back. Just because of some weird stuff that was going on with my lower back a couple months ago. Excuse me. But I have a feeling I'll probably get to go back by spring session, but if not, then I know I'll be able to ride by the summer. That's one thing that they promised me the last time I was there. So.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, while we're talking about horseback riding, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with this national trail ride. And, of course, about a decade or so ago, the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation was established, and it was named after you. And that's to help kids and their families that are dealing with OI. And also help support some equine therapy programs as well. So there are a group of people that have gotten together, and it's sponsored by the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association. And so we have people in Germany that are going to be riding on June the 7th, June the 5th through the 7th. We have people that will be riding in Washington State at Butler Hill Equestrian Center. In Colorado Springs, they're going to be at the Norris Penrose Event Center in Colorado. In Illinois, they'll be at Sandy Oaks Campground. In Black, Missouri, they will be at the Brushy Creek Lodge and Resort. And in Tennessee, it will be at the Circle E Guest Ranch that's in Belvedere, Tennessee, that's kind of halfway in between Nashville and Chattanooga. And so a lot of great activities and events that are planned at every one of the locations. But the thing that's exciting to me about the Tennessee location is the fact that you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we're just excited. I know that there are a lot of people that have already made reservations, and the first thing that they say is that we can't wait to meet Fiona. And so they're So let me ask you, what do you think about a national trail ride that's being named after your foundation?
And just like when my parents broke down to me when I was about, 6 or 7, around the time I could start to begin to understand things like this, when I was told that I had a foundation named after me. So it's just, I honestly can't even wrap my mind around it. It's just, I was never expecting something this big to, my foundation has always been just a very small thing, helping out a few people, with troubles and sponsoring, the horse therapy programs. But it's never been this big, and I'm very, very impressed and mind blown.
Gosh. Well, we've got some great things that are lined up at every one of our locations. There are going to be clinics that will be taking place. There will be entertainment. We're going to have a wine and cheese meet and greet on Saturday night. Saturday there will be concerts all across the country. And in Tennessee, Grandpa Michael Martin Murphy is going to be performing a concert, and Ryan, you're going to be performing as well, aren't you?
I will, and we'll be playing that song you heard earlier, I'm sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
New album.
Looking forward to that, and so
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have concerts or horse shows, depending on what location it's in, but I know that there will be in concerts in five of our locations, both on Friday night from some folks that have volunteered their time to do that. In Tennessee, Templeton Thompson, who is a great young performer, will be performing on Friday night, and I think she's going to do a number or two on Saturday night as well. And then, of course, we've got the great concert with Michael Martin Murphy as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We want to encourage folks to make reservations early to attend this. And you can find details about the National Trail Ride for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation at twhbea.com, twhbea.com. and also at michaelmartinmurphy.com. And so you can find out information, locations, details about what's going on, contacts to make your reservations, and also to make a donation to the foundation. So it's going to be just a lot of fun. And Fiona, what would you say to the folks that are coming to Tennessee to see you?
Well, yeah, I just never really known, you know, when I'm prompted what to say to any of them, except that I'm just, as always, so grateful and, you know, very, I don't even know what to say. I get flustered every time I think about that there are thousands of people that want to come all the way to Tennessee just to talk to me. It's like, I don't even know how to put it into words.
Well, you're a special young lady, and so it's going to be a treat to get to meet you in Tennessee and to enjoy all of the activities that we have. Going to be some beautiful trails, and I've had a couple of people that have been fussing about who's going to provide you with a horse. So they're looking forward.
I bet they are.
They're looking forward to getting you on a horse, Fiona. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But anyway, listen, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today to talk about the trail ride, to talk about osteogenesis imperfecta. And I tell you, for the folks in Tennessee, if nothing else, you'll just be blessed by meeting Fiona and also Ryan's entire family, because you guys are just super sweet people. And we're looking forward to having you there. So, anyway, Fiona,
thank you
for joining us. Ryan, thank you. And we're going to close the show out with a song that Michael Martin Murphy did, and it's about that horse you rode, Fiona. And this is one called Wildfire. And thanks again for joining us. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Gary.
All right.
See you soon.
Gary. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
By the dark of the moon, I planted it. But there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now.